I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, hey! Happy, I almost said Monday, happy Tuesday to you. It is my Monday of sorts, either my Monday night, because that's when the show started, or just my Monday of the work week, the unexpected night off that I took on Sunday into Monday. I'm not going to apologize because there are some things in life that are more important than work and are more important than sports, but I did think of you and I appreciate all of your messages. So thank you, those of you who were just completely shocked that I wouldn't show up to work. Those of you who were concerned for me, it actually wasn't about me. It was about a family member, in this case, a furry family member. Penny had a really rough weekend, and I could not leave her. I had to get her to the vet on Monday morning. Thankfully, we got to the doctor and saw her first thing on Monday, and we have a diagnosis. The things we do for our pets, right? I don't know how many of you have ever experienced this before, but on top of everything else that my dog is dealing with in her advanced age as a senior, now she's diabetic. So guess who is giving insulin shots for the rest of my dog's life? I don't think I'm doing it right. I've done one so far. I might have missed completely. Thankfully, the dog does not care. She's that laid back that she doesn't care really what I'm doing. The hardest part is getting her to stand up so I can give her the shot. But the doctor has indicated that this will help. In fact, I will quote the vet, we can fix this. So it was a really rough weekend for Penn. For a few hours there, I wasn't sure that I was going to have her past the weekend, that this might be the end. And she's 12, so I know that at some point I will have to face that. But thankfully, the doctor is confident, and because of what's going on with her, she's on steroids, and she is also older, so her pancreas just naturally is aging like she is. This is not a shocking development, right? And it's not one that can be reversed completely, but it is one that can be treated. So thank you again to those of you who sent me tweets and Facebook messages. It's just about the dog, and Penny is... she's like a family member to me, and I know those of you who are pet people or dog people, you totally get it. So I appreciate your support. If you have any insight about diabetic dogs or giving shots to dogs, oh my gosh. My grandmother, the one who's about to turn 100, is also diabetic, but she's going to laugh her butt off when I tell her I now am giving my dog shots of insulin twice a day. Grammy doesn't even have that. Her diabetes has been under control for a long time. But yeah, something about blood sugar in a dog, it's just not something I ever expected.
One of my best friends actually had a cat that in his older age got diabetic. So they had to give an insulin shot to him, I think once or twice a day it was. Uh-huh. And so, I mean, it's you know, it happens.
It's doable.
It's doable. It's just got to stay on top of it. And his cat at least didn't seem to mind when they were giving it the shot. So no. It's just something that has to...
Penny doesn't mind, but the thing is, the difference, and the vet said this about cats, the condition is reversible, like it is with humans. So not all diabetes, but some diabetes are actually reversible in humans if you change your lifestyle and your diet and you lose weight. With dogs, apparently it's not reversible. So for as long as Penny is still on the planet, we will be giving her shots. The hardest part, and again, this is just me, the hardest part for me is not allowing her to drink as much water as she wants. The dog right now would drink a gallon of water every single time I let her have it, but I can't because right now she's just her system's all a mess. And so anyway, it was just one of those weekends where I couldn't leave her, the poor thing. She was just having all kinds of trouble. Couldn't stand up without me helping her. And so thankfully she was a little better when I left. I don't know what's going to be waiting for me when I get home this morning, but I do appreciate your kind words. And again, any advice you have, tips for older diabetic dogs, I am all ears. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can still hear my nasal. It's interrupting my job, but this is just what happens when you have a cold. But thankfully, that's behind me for the most part, and Penny's going to be on the mend, so it's going to be a good week. By the time we get to the end of it, all of this is going to look completely different. I am hopeful. We are live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios because nobody would record a show with a voice like this one. Every score change during Super Bowl 56, someone, could be you, wins $50,000 in the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free at rocketmortgagesquares.com. I have said this multiple times, but I'm really feeling it. And I had told you before this weekend, it was my favorite football weekend on the entire calendar. But even I, with my lofty expectations, am blown away. It was the perfect football weekend. You could not have asked for anything more. And no, don't tell me you would change the overtime rules and then it would be perfect. I'm going to use a Bill Belichick-ism. It is what it is. And it was still sensational. Real, spectacular, dramatic, entertaining, shocking, rightfully shocking. Even now as I'm seeing some of the highlights on NFL Network, which is on in my studio.
I don't have an explanation for what happened.
I don't either, Coach. I don't either. It was so much fun to be a fan of football this weekend. And as much as I was taking my notes, now it took some pressure off that I knew I wasn't coming in Sunday night. I actually had to make that call earlier on Sunday. So I knew that I could watch the games and kind of revel in them. I don't remember the last time I smiled as much as I did during a game when I was watching Bills Chiefs. I don't remember the last time I paced. I literally could not sit down at the end of that game. I don't remember the last time I cheered as much over the course of a weekend. I don't want to say it's mundane. That would be too strong of a word, but it's definitely routine as we march in Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, week after week after week. We get into our routine. It's work for us. This was fun. It was fun, you guys. Absolutely and completely amazing. So I don't want to hear you bitch about overtime rules. Negative, Ghost Rider. They all play by the same rules. And they all had opportunities. In fact, that's the part that's so, I think, so much of the contrast between the winners and the losers of this weekend. The winners took advantage of their opportunities. The losers did not. And I think that, as an athlete, going back to high school and college, that haunted me more than the wins ever lifted me up. I was that kind of competitor. I would replay the one moment where I blew a shot or made the wrong decision or screwed up with a turnover, didn't make the play at second base, blah, 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 on and on. I'm more like Tom Brady in that respect, in that I wear the losses harder than I would carry the wins because I'm so hard on myself. I'm such a perfectionist. And so in this moment on these fields, in Nashville, in Green Bay, in Tampa, and then finally in Kansas City, you really did have that glaring contrast. Yes, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, because that's what it is when we get to the one and done scenario. But the teams that took advantage of their opportunities, whatever it looked like, kickers and defenses, special teams and defenses stole the show this weekend. Until Allen and Mahomes. But they took advantage of their opportunities, whatever it looked like. Von Miller put it this way. There's no such thing as perfect football in the playoffs. Oh, that is great wisdom. As a guy who's a Super Bowl MVP, there is no such thing as perfect in the playoffs. But there is such a thing as winning, surviving, advancing, moving on. So still reveling in what we saw this weekend. The perfect playoff weekend. The one where both top seeds were out in the divisional round for the first time since 2010. The one where all four games go down to the final snap. The one where the Tennessee Titans tie the NFL record with 9 sacks and lose. The one where the Rams cough up 4 fumbles in the second half and win. The one where 13 seconds is more than enough time for Patrick Mahomes to dazzle us again. The one that I can't get enough of. For those of you who have NFL Network, you know they replay the games. No joke. As I'm getting work done in the evenings, the afternoons, the evenings, I'll be watching these games again. Because it's always different when you know what's going to happen. You tend to focus on different details. Amazing, right? Absolutely, utterly amazing. So congratulations to those four teams that are still standing. We'll do a lot more with championship weekend as we get forward and we get closer to the end of the week. But right now, I'm still immersed in the glow. I'm basking in the glow, if you will. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, it's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Can we highlight the kickers? You know kickers are people too, right? And heavens, we need to get to know more about these kickers, especially those rookie kickers who have so much moxie. We don't yet have the NFL mic'd up version of Bengals and Titans, but I wonder what we will hear when that audio is released. And the reason I say that is because Evan McPherson, the rookie kicker who apparently feels no pain, he is the one who had stuff to say, if you will. All right, so let's backpedal just a little bit. You know how this game wrapped up. Ryan Tannehill throwing his third interception with 20 seconds to go. His defense had done a whole lot. In fact, he'd done a lot to get his team back to the point where they were tied at 16 at the end of the third quarter. And the defense was giving them an opportunity. In that final minute, I was sure the Titans were going to march down there and put themselves in field goal range. Instead, Ryan Tannehill turns it over. And that sets up Evan McPherson. That sets up a kick for the ages. You can play it if you have it.
Tannehill ready for the shotgun snap. He has the ball. He's back to throw. Looking, throws over the middle. Bobbled, intercepted. Yeah. The Bengals have it at the 47-yard line. 20 seconds on the clock. And the Bengals will have the ball about 15 yards away from Evan McPherson's long field goal range. For the win. The snap, the put down, the swing of the right leg.
Yeah,
it's on its way.
Yeah,
it is good. Yeah. Coffin nails.
Bam, bam, bam. That is unbelievable. 54 and 52 at the gun. That is unrealism right there. And the Bengals advance to the final four.
He's got ice in his veins. There's not much to be said. You know, he's as cool as it gets. You've got confidence that he's going to nail it every single time he steps up there. You know, he definitely could have gone from longer out than what we kicked it from. We felt confidence, you know, to really around the beyond the 40-yard line there. So he just steps up. The moment's never too big for him.
Oh, that guy's unbelievable. He said, so he was talking to Brandon as he was going out to kick. He gave a little warm-up swing, and he said, looks like we're going to the AFC Championship right before he went out there to kick it. And when you have a kicker, I mean, we knew exactly what we had as soon as he walked into the building in camp, and we just saw how he carried himself.
I was sitting on the bench with Kevin, and I wish those mic'd up people were right beside me, because I was talking to Kevin. I was like, all we need is an interception or a fumble recovery, and we'll get one play in field goal range. I know we're going to end it there, because honestly, I didn't want to go 5 quarters. So
I think this team deserves for a kicker.
Kind of rest, and so anything to keep them from having to play more football.
At least he clarifies there, anything from keeping them from more football. But when you hear a kicker say he doesn't want to go 5 quarters, How great is that from Joe Burrow? We don't get a lot of personality from Burrow in these press availability because, you know, he's all business and that's not really his personality. I go back to when he was drafted. Remember, it was all on Zoom. He hugs his parents and okay, back to business. But this Ohio kid shows a little life talking about his kicker.
Looks like we're going to the AFC Championship.
And then Evan McPherson, the rookie, calls the NFL Films people the mic'd up people. That's what he calls them. The mic'd up people. One more with him, because he actually went along with the same kind of standard status quo every time he would take a kick. And we know he made four of them against the Raiders the week before.
As the kick was sailing through the air, like I do normally, I guess, which is good and bad, I turn to Kevin whenever I know I hit it good, and I don't even watch the ball go through. And we've seen that be a bad thing, but this time it was a good thing. And I looked at him, and he's like, "You did it!" And pretty much all that was going through my mind is, you know, we get one more game. We're guaranteed one more game. We get another chance to go out and win another game, and, you know, we're one step closer to our goal.
Love that. Warren Moon was with us. He was a guest earlier on the show, and he said they're too young to know what they don't know. But that's exactly the point, is a lot of times athletes, when they're first in these situations, they're almost oblivious to the pressure because they just don't know. They don't understand that you're supposed to be feeling it. So, yeah, here's Evan McPherson predicting that his kick will go through even as he's taking his warm-up swings. That's fun stuff. Other kickers, of course, in the spotlight as well, like a Robbie Gould. Now, Robbie had indicated that he knew his foot was going to be black and blue after he kicked in Green Bay, but whatever, it's the cold, it's football, you just got to do your thing.
Wisnowski will hold. Pepper the snap, high snap, put down, kick is up, and the kick is good! He got it! Clock at zero! San Francisco is one! San Francisco has stunned Green Bay! They're doing snow angels on the field! The Niners in tribulation! A game-winning field goal! 45 yards! And San Francisco wins it in a thriller, 13-10.
I felt really comfortable. I had a really good pregame warm-up. We knew coming in that you're going to only be able to kick the ball a certain distance, and the offense would have to go for it on fourth down. And, you know, I think Mitch punted awesome, which helped us in the field position. Made a big return by Debo. And then, obviously, the Jordan Willis punt block. I mean, to redeem ourselves on special teams, to be able to come out with a big win in Lambeau is pretty big.
Those Saturday moments, those Saturday stages were amazing. Great crowds in Nashville and Green Bay, and of course, they left stunned. Now, Matt Gay's kick for the Rams wasn't nearly as dramatic. It was actually the lead-up to get to that point that was dramatic, the big connection with Cooper Kupp that put them in field goal range. But really more than that was how the Rams coughed up a 27-3 second-half lead, right? I knew Rams fans were clenching when it was 27-13 and they were still up by two touchdowns. And of course, what we saw in the final stages, get this, Warren Moon told us, oh, should I not spoil it? So Warren Moon, who again was on the show earlier, the Hall of Fame quarterback, he was at Arrowhead Stadium. So I will not spoil it because if you missed it, it's amazing some of his insight, but also what happened when the Bills scored with 13 seconds to go. You're not going to believe it. So you'll hear that before the hour is up. And then a little bit of that audio and those highlights that still give me chills. It's after hour.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Amy Lawrence. Good morning to you here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. It's a Touchdown Tuesday on After Hours.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown!
1 minute to beat 10. He's gone.
They throw in the end zone. Touchdown! Hey, the guy missed. He's inside the 5. He's to the 3-2-1. Touchdown! Southern Salting into the end zone. Touchdown!
To cast your vote for the TD of the week, head to @AfterHoursCBS on Twitter or give us a call at 855-212-4227. The Cincinnati Bengals.
First and 10 now for the Titans 16. Ball is on the left hash. Two receivers go to the right. Burrow under center. Mixon is the single back. Burrow takes the snap. He'll hand it off. Mixon starts right. Cuts it back left. Across the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Cincinnati. Joe Mixon starting right. Cut it back left. And the Bengals find the end zone. 9:34 to go in the third. Bengals lead it 15-6 with the extra point upcoming. A 16-yard touchdown run.
Los Angeles Rams.
Stafford has it. Again, a four-man rush from the Buccaneers. Deep drop, big throw, down the right side. Cooper Kupp's all alone. He caught it at the 30, to the 20, cuts inside. 10, 5, touchdown Cooper Kupp. Touchdown, L.A.
The San Francisco 49ers.
They have sacked Aaron Rodgers 5 times tonight. They got Dak Prescott 5 times last week in Dallas. They blocked the punt. They blocked the punt of Bjork as it's rolling free.
Pick
on
up.
The goal line. The 49ers swoop it. And Talanoa Hufanga scored. Touchdown, San Francisco.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A cutback cut. It is caught by Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City. One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce on a push fade comeback. And the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
We can't quit you, football. And these are just 4 good reasons why. The After Hours TD of the week. The poll is up on Twitter, A-Law Radio. After Hours CBS is our show Twitter. All of our polls originate there. So you can certainly find us with that show account, and all the good stuff comes from there. Then on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and our phone number, 855-212-4227. So these candidates are great. We picked one from each of the winning teams. Joe Mixon, 16-yard rushing TD, and the Bengals could taste it even then. The call with Ryan Radke on the Westwood One radio network. J.B. Long on Rams radio. Cooper Kupp. It is the season of Cooper Kupp. 70 yards to the house, and even later in the game, making some of the key catches and runs after catch that put the Rams in field goal position. Just as stunning on Niners radio, Greg Papa with the call from Lambeau Field. And this might be the name of the weekend. Even though I love Deebo Samuel, Talanoa Hufanga! I just want to yell it. If you missed it last hour, He has a great description of what was happening on that play. We'll have to bring it back for you. But that's Greg Papa on Niners radio in the late stages. P.S. Aaron Rodgers did get the ball back. The game was tied. The Packers on their final offensive drive had minus 6 yards. No one else to blame. And then finally, Travis Kelce from Patrick Mahomes. Walk-off TD. Walk-off to end divisional weekend. The most perfect football weekend that we could have asked for. Mitch Holtis on Chiefs radio. I had already said it. No, I shouldn't say it on the radio, right? Because if I do, it essentially is throwing the vote. Whatever. If Travis Kelce doesn't win by like 80% to everything else, then I'll be sorely disappointed. Let's work in Tracy, who's in Ohio. Tracy, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, that was a hell of a game between the Chiefs and Buffalo the other night. That was a good game. That was really competitive back and forth. And it reminded me of a game some years ago with the Chiefs and the Dolphins and the old Municipal Stadium in Kansas City back and forth. And the plays were just so amazing. I just like the quarterback Allen for Buffalo. I think he's going to be a hell of a quarterback. I mean, he was just going lazy.
He's already a hell of a quarterback.
Yeah. And it reminds you of different games and stuff. And I wanted to give your take. What do you think is that your best playoff game you've ever seen so far?
If we're talking postseason, I've got to go to the one Super Bowl I've attended in person, the only one that went into overtime, and that was Falcons and Patriots. So, I mean, this was collectively the best weekend I've ever seen where all four games go down to the wire. I mean, all of them, such incredible drama and entertainment, but also the storylines for each one and the shock and awe of it all, right? So things not working out the way that we expected them to. And all four games were decided by a combined total of 15 points. Like down to the last snap in every game, only 15 points separating the winners from the losers total.
Yeah, only one I can think of that was a divisional playoff game like this was, of course, the Dolphins and the Chiefs back in the day. And then, of course, the old sea of hands, the Raiders and the Dolphins. That was a crazy game when Stabler was falling down, throwing the ball to Clarence Davis. That was a crazy game. So that it reminded me a lot of those two games right there with the excitement, and you never know what was going to happen. It was just a great weekend for football.
It definitely was. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I don't remember those personally, but it's always fun to think about these games and, hey, I'll never forget that. And so Patrick Mahomes said that. I mean, he's won a Super Bowl. He said, yes, that's obviously the best moment of my career, but this is one that I will never forget.
Oh, yeah, that was a heck of a game going back and forth like that. That was just, like you said, shock and awe was going back and forth. You didn't know what to think, what was going to happen next. It was just like coming out of a jukebox or something, you know, surprise, here I am, you know?
Yes, for sure. That's the best part about it, is that it reminds you why we're all football fans. I mean, it reminds you why we love this sport.
Oh, yes, it does. And, of course, the fan reaction to the Arrowhead, you know, that's probably one of the more louder stadiums in the NFL, of course, Arrowhead.
For sure.
So it was going back and forth.
For
okay,
sure.
Thanks for the call, for your time, ma'am.
All right, Tracy. Good to talk to you in Ohio. Thanks so much for listening. Coming up, an opportunity to bring back part of our conversation with Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon. He was at Arrowhead Stadium. I swear to you, we did not know this when we had him on the show. We had booked this last week. And so not knowing he would be in Kansas City just added to the insight of this incredible quarterback in his own right, but also a guy who now does, as he told me, serious analysis for a living. So we were talking about Peyton Eli before we got him on the show, and he said, well, I do serious analysis. I don't think I could ever be in a format like that, which is kind of fun. He did say it's good comedy, though. So a little bit of our conversation with Warren Moon in the wake of an epic. I can use that and mean it with everything that word is supposed to mean. An epic playoff weekend.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A comeback.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He's caught by Kelsey! Touchdown! Kansas City! One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League! Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce on a push fade comeback, and the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I still can't get over it. That old Jack Buck exclamation going back to the Kirk Gibson home run way back in the 1988 World Series for the Dodgers. I don't believe what I just saw. I mean, I had so many emotions that I was doing stream of consciousness on Twitter. It's the weekend in which 13 seconds was more than enough time for the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. Amazing. Now, quick side note, it dawned on me as I was kind of sorting through my thoughts and my reaction to these games. The Cowboys had 14 seconds on their final play of Wild Card Weekend and never took a shot at the end zone. The Chiefs had 13 seconds, albeit their timeouts. And also, we never get to criticize Andy Reid for his end-of-game management in the playoffs again. Put that puppy to bed. So Travis Kelce is one of our candidates for TD of the Week. I'm surprised he's not running away with it, actually. So you're going to have to check out the other candidates on Twitter, After Hours CBS, that's our show account, and then also on our Facebook page. What makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination? Because they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries. They've always got your battery solution. Get in the zone, AutoZone. If you missed Warren Moon, well, you're in luck. He was so good that we're bringing back a portion of the conversation with this Hall of Fame quarterback who, for years, was part of the Seattle Seahawks radio network. Now he'll be part of Sky TV's broadcast of the Super Bowl. He's amazing. I had no idea he was at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday, which makes it even better. So we're picking up the conversation here. I kind of ask him, do you remember a weekend in which we had all four games go down to the final snap?
I don't think that's ever happened. I'm sure there's some analytics guy out there somewhere trying to trace this down, but I don't think this ever happened, anything like this. And I've been watching football for as long as I've been living, which has been a long time. We don't have to talk about how long, but I've played in a lot of games. I've played in some games that went down to the last kick as well, but not seeing four of them happen on the same weekend, unbelievable.
It really was. I can imagine the ratings. I still have to check those out, but I'm sure they're through the roof. So then, Warren, what are some of the moments, some of the maybe stretches or sequences that you watched from any of these games that will stick with you, that impressed you so much?
Well, I was at the Kansas City game last night, so I was right there for all of that, and just amazing, amazing football, amazing will, just amazing heart for these guys to just continue to keep coming back at each other, not just the quarterbacks, but everybody that played on the field, because everybody had to contribute in that for it to happen. But, you know, the quarterbacks were the trigger guys to make the ball, you know, go where it needed to go. But somebody had to catch it. Somebody had to run around. Somebody had to block. There was just so many different things that had to happen for these plays to happen like that. But, yeah, just watching that game live and then, of course, watching all the other ones on television before I went to that game, the two previous the day before. And the quarterbacks had to be they had to be on. And there wasn't some great quarterback play by some of the games, like Jimmy Garoppolo and Aaron Rodgers, I don't think played very well at all. But special teams is what kind of won that game for San Francisco, blocking a punt and blocking a field goal. And then Joe Burrow, I mean, just a young kid in this first playoff series, the way he played in that game, you know, he just, you know, showed a maturity beyond his years. He really outplayed Ryan Tannehill, who's been to a number of playoffs in the last couple of years for the Tennessee Titans, and you would have never known this team is as young as they are, but they're young, they're very confident, and they know what they don't know, and they're just out there playing.
Hall of Famer Warren Moon is with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So you were there at Arrowhead Stadium where they have this massive crowd. I always say that it's one of the best atmospheres in football. What was it like as the momentum is shifting back and forth in those final 2 minutes? What did it sound like inside Arrowhead?
Oh, it was nuts. It was absolutely bedlam when the Chiefs went ahead, and then when Buffalo would go ahead, people were throwing stuff, and they're cursing the team out, and people are walking out of the stadium. Next thing you know, they're going crazy again because Mahomes gets the ball back and takes it back down the field. I mean, the emotions were just going up and down in that place as far as the fans were concerned. They probably lost about, I don't know, 10,000-12,000 people walked out of there after they went ahead, after Buffalo went ahead with 13 seconds left. And I'm sure there were a lot of people that were trying to come back when they got in their car and heard what was happening once they got the football back and started driving back down the field again. So it was an amazing atmosphere. It was a perfect night. It was a little bit cold, but not for the players. It was perfect for football. And the conditions were good enough where both teams could really play at a fast pace, and you saw a lot of fast-paced football out there.
I can't believe people left. You know, Patrick Mahomes, why would you leave that stadium? However, Warren, with 13 seconds to go, I know they had all their timeouts, but what were your thoughts about the game at that point?
Well, I don't think the Buffalo Bills defensive staff knew they had all their timeouts. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been playing defense the way they were on that series with 13 seconds left to play. They were playing to protect the sideline and leaving the middle of the field wide open as if they didn't have any timeouts left. And that's why Tyreek Hill and also Jason Kelce were able to catch two passes on that 13-second drive to get them in field goal range so quickly because Buffalo left that part of the field wide open.
You know, I don't love this debate because both teams have the same amount of time before they ever get to OT. But since you played the game, do you have any problem with the NFL's overtime system?
I really don't, you know, only because if you're good enough to be in the overtime, you should be good enough to at least make one stop on defense and at least force a field goal, if anything. Mm. If you give up a touchdown on the first drive of overtime, you deserve to lose the football game. And I think what the NFL is trying to do is not trying to make these overtimes go forever, because these players have given their heart and soul. By the end of that game last night, both of those defenses were just dog tired. They just couldn't. They couldn't even catch up with the football anymore. Now you're going to ask them to go into overtime. I think it's just not fair on these guys. And then the team that does win, they've got to go and try and play again next week. So it's just not fair. So I think that the rule they have, the way they have it right now, works. The bad thing is, if you lose a toss, you got to play some defense and at least hold that team to a field goal.
So I think this is fascinating, too, when you get to the end of a game and a kicker runs out on the field and the quarterbacks, with all of their money and all of their abilities, have to stand there and watch. Warren, what is that like when a kicker is lining up for either the kind of scenario with Harrison Butker, where he has to tie it to send it into overtime, or the other three games where it's a kick to win the game? As a quarterback, to stand there and watch, what are your feelings?
You know, you're going by what you've seen in practice all week, and you just hope that he's going to do his job. And he has one job, which is to kick the ball through those uprights. And he's over there on the sideline. He gets a lot of practice doing it over there. and all you have to do is get us in a position to make his kick as easy as possible. So that's what you're trying to do as a quarterback. You're trying to get as close as you can to make his job as easy as you can. So it's not as pressurized as it ends up being. But a 49-yard field goal is not easy in those conditions, but Buckner came out there and did it. And then the young kid in Cincinnati goes out there and I think kicks a 52-yard field goal to win the football game. So both of those kickers showed ice in their veins, and they showed the reason why they're asked to do that is because they have, like I said, one job, which is to kick the ball through those uprights. Hopefully they do it at least 90% of the time.
Mm. Warren, I don't remember exactly how old you were when you retired, but could you imagine still playing at a high level like Tom Brady is doing at 44 years old?
No, it's been remarkable to watch what Tom has been able to do over the last, you know, 2 or 3 years of his career, especially the last two in Tampa. He's kind of revitalized himself. I mean, this year he leads the league in total passing yards and touchdowns, and I think he set a record for completion. So he's at the top of his game at 44 years old. I retired when I was 44, and Thomas said he wanted to go at least till he was 45, but we'll have to see, you know, what he decides. He said he's going to really talk to his family a lot, and they're going to have a lot to do with his decision. I did the same thing at the end of my career. I asked my family, because I was going back and forth from Kansas City to Houston, whether they minded me, you know, to continue to play, and they told me they wanted me to. And then after 2 years of being away, they finally said, "We'd love for you to." Spend a little bit more time with us. So maybe that same thing happens with Tom, but Tom is so driven and he still enjoys competing, so we'll have to wait and see if he comes back for another one. But I don't think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be the same team next year, because they're going to lose some guys with salary cap issues and also a lot of free agents that might not sign back.
The great Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback, joining us earlier in the show, lives in Seattle, and so it was easy to be able to catch up with him, and a lot of other good stuff. But I appreciate his thoughts on overtime. I can't stand that debate. I'm actually glad that I missed the bulk of it, though we wouldn't have been having that debate here on the show. But I'm glad I missed the bulk of it. And I also love what he had to say about Arrowhead. You guys, 10 to 12,000 people left Arrowhead Stadium with 13 seconds to go. Have you not learned your lesson by now? Also, who freaking cares? Who cares if you get stuck in traffic? It's the last game of the year. Apparently, that's what they thought, because they left with 13 seconds remaining.
Why not just stay at that point? 13 seconds left? Really?
Seriously, what is the difference? And you never know. I guess they were expecting a Dallas Cowboys top quarterback draw right up the middle with no recourse. Gosh, that's stunning. So I hope, I would love this, if we actually heard from a fan, either on Twitter or Facebook, or who called the show and owned it. Yes, I left early. Yes, I did.
Never going to get that.
No, I'm not. Okay, a couple of things that I referenced earlier in the show. Rob Gronkowski, a somewhat cryptic tweet about his future. Now, I don't think it's that complicated. I actually think Gronk is, he's not complicated. It's cut and dried, pretty black and white. If Tom Brady returns, Gronk returns, as long as they'll have him, and I think they will. If Tom Brady retires, Gronk retires. But this was his tweet. Year 11 in the books. And then he uses the stack of emoji. I mean, a stack of books emoji. What a ride it's been. Grateful to the Bucks for giving me an opportunity to play another year. To my teammates, thank you for giving me everything you had. The sweat we shed and memories made will never be forgotten. Thanks to the crew, too. Year 12. Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Oh, what a cute little pink bunny rabbit.
What else does he have to do? He loves puppies and he loves George, but that's pretty much it. So that was last night at 8 o'clock Tampa time. Also, we're not really on Brady watch right now. I think he's going to take a little more time than this. And I don't think we're getting any answers from Green Bay anytime soon, but Saints owner Gail Benson acknowledged on Monday that Sean Payton's status is unclear. He's under contract for next year, but he's also getting wooed by TV networks. There could be another big change. We're back tonight. Have a great Tuesday. After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.